From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. The Senate Judiciary Committee today voted to approve Judge Sonia Sotomayor, the first Hispanic nominee to the U.S. Supreme Court. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports.
The vote was 13-6, with Senator Lindsey Graham, the only Republican senator, to vote for Sotomayor. He said while she would not have been his choice, he understood why President Obama named her, and as the hearings wore on, he became satisfied that she's a well-qualified judge in the mainstream of judicial and political thought.
We're 200-something years old as a nation. This is the first Latino woman in the history of the United States to be selected for the Supreme Court. Now that is a big deal. America has changed for the better with her selection.
The nomination now goes to the Senate floor, where Sotomayor is expected to win easy confirmation with support from all the Democrats and probably just a handful of Republicans next week. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says the U.S. and China held unprecedented talks over the past couple of days in Washington, setting the foundation for a more cooperative relationship. NPR's Michelle Kellerman has details.
Intense, productive, and an important beginning. That's how Secretary Clinton described the economic and strategic dialogue that the Obama administration hosted here in Washington with a visiting delegation from China.
The meetings we have just concluded represent the largest gathering ever of top leaders from our two countries. The range of issues covered was unparalleled.
The secretary said they agreed to cooperate on some of the most pressing foreign policy challenges, from North Korea and Iran to climate change and counterterrorism. And where they disagree, on human rights, Clinton said they had candid and respectful exchanges. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
Another sliver of good news for the economy. Home prices rose slightly from April to May in 20 major cities. That's according to S&P's Case-Shiller survey. It's the first increase in 3 years, though overall home prices are 17% lower than they were a year ago. Consumer confidence, meanwhile, has dipped. The Conference Board reports it dropped more than analysts expected this month. California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger today signed a revised multi-billion dollar budget plan aimed at shrinking the state's $24 billion deficit. The new budget includes a $24 billion package ratified by the state legislature last week, plus additional line item vetoes of several social programs. Schwarzenegger hailed the plan for not raising taxes and for being fiscally responsible. On Wall Street today, the Dow fell 11 points to close at 9,096. The Nasdaq gained 7 points, closing at 1975. This is NPR News. A bomb mounted on a motorcycle exploded in a crowded market in Baghdad today. At least 8 people were killed. Meanwhile, Defense Secretary Robert Gates arrived in Iraq today to meet with officials about security since U.S. combat troops withdrew from Iraqi cities last month. Vice President Joe Biden today announced federal stimulus money will be used to fund more police officers for thousands of communities. Biden introduced the Community-Oriented Policy Services Program, called COPS, in Philadelphia. Tom McDonald of member station WHYY reports.
The program will provide 100% of the funding for just under 4,700 officers nationwide for 3 years. Vice President Joe Biden says it's part of a program to stimulate the economy by giving people a feeling of safety.
We're investing deeply in law enforcement. We're investing deeply in the American people. And when we're done, this will all add up not just to safer communities, but to a better economy. You've got more cops. When you have more cops in the job, more people with a paycheck in their pockets, you got a stronger economy and a safer community. It's almost that basic.
Governors at the announcement said the funding comes at a perfect time because police departments are facing cutbacks as a result of budget problems. For NPR News, I'm Tom McDonald in Philadelphia.
Several cities won't be getting COPS money, including New York, Houston, and Seattle. A third American citizen has pleaded guilty to committing tax fraud through an account with Swiss bank UBS. Jeffrey Chernick admitted he used a secret account to avoid paying taxes on more than $8 million. The U.S. is trying to force UBS to disclose the names of suspected American tax cheats. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News.